Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a Law of Attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from a record hot downtown Portland, Oregon, and this is a weekly energy update for the week of June 27th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And it's hot. It is hot in Portland. We're looking at about 115 today. So before we get into the energy of the week, let's take a couple seconds to review balancing our Pitta energy. And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, about balancing our energy in summer. And with Ayurveda, that means balancing our Pitta energy. And basically how you do this is by keeping cool, by staying inside in air conditioning, by eating cool summer food like watermelon, cucumbers, by not getting overheated, and then cutting back on caffeine, alcohol, anything spicy or fried. And with it being extra hot right now, Pitta can build up, and that leads to feeling anxiety and anger and being judgmental and critical, both of ourselves and others. And nobody wants to feel like that. So the key to not feeling like that is to keep cool. And it might even show up in other ways you're imbalanced. You might even have like heartburn or hot flashes, rosacea, all of these things. It's just a sign that we need to keep cool. So we had the full strawberry moon a couple days ago on the 24th, and this is the last supermoon of the year. And the vibes of this supermoon are lush and abundant. And we need this after all the cosmic resets that we've had recently. We had the solstice, we have the start of Cancer season, we had all of eclipse season and that intense Mercury retrograde. So I am here to tell you that the tough times of May and June are officially over. We are done with all of that right now, and we made it through, thank goodness. So this full moon also has really good aspects with Jupiter, which brings us some good luck and some optimism. And I do not know about you, but I am here for some good luck and optimism right now. So the sun is in Cancer until July 21st. And this time is about nurturing and restful self-care. This is a time to regain our balance. So we want to check in on our emotional stability and make sure we have a solid foundation before we continue the second half of the year. So we've dipped our toe back out there in the world and we've realized that we're different. Things have shifted inside of us. And we may be feeling vulnerable or unsure what we want or how to get there, might be feeling a little unstable. And then you add in this extra heat and this extra Pitta imbalance possibility, and it could really throw us off emotionally. But the fantastic news is that we get a little break right now. So this is our time to really take a break and get back in balance, to take honest stock of where we are emotionally right now. So first off, if you're feeling really balanced, good fucking job, because we have been through so much and you have kept yourself balanced, so good work. And if you're not in balance right now, which I think is the majority of the rest of us, the universe is giving us a break. We get a break to get ourselves back into balance. And I think most of us are just needing time to be, just to figure out how we be with our post-COVID selves and with the new us. And this is just perfect timing. Everything is always in divine perfect timing because we have this long July 4th weekend coming up. So our intention for this time is to regain balance and recenter ourselves. That's what the next 2 weeks is about. So the first thing to do in manifesting anything, anytime you want something, you're manifesting it, whether you know that or not. So you might as well intentionally manifest it. So the first thing you do in manifesting is set your intention. So our intention, to regain balance and to recenter ourselves. The second thing you do is to visualize. So think about and visualize what a balanced you looks like. What does it feel like? Because the balance we're talking about now is mostly internal balance, confidence, acceptance of self and where you are right now, whether you like it or not, accepting that, and peace of mind. So we want to visualize ourselves feeling these feelings. Visualize ourselves waking up in the morning, feeling balanced and calm and secure and in the flow. Going to bed at night, balanced, calm, secure, and in the flow. So the third thing when manifesting is to take action. So in this case, it's figuring out what will bring you into balance. Figure out what you need right now and give it to yourself. Now that could be therapy, that could be a massage, that could be a vacation, could be time by yourself with, or it could be time with friends and family. So if you have a lot on your to-do list right now and you don't feel like you can relax, it may be worth it right now to work really hard for a couple of days just to get things taken care of so that you can take a break. Now, the universe loves it when we embrace our intention in all ways, including literally. So think of balance right now in all areas of your life. So that would be maybe incorporating some yoga balance poses. So balancing your checkbook, although I think I'm the only one alive that still actually balances a checkbook. You can balance on one foot while you're brushing your teeth or you're doing dishes. Balance out your ice cream diet with some fresh fruit and veggies. Balance relaxation with exercise. Balance your chakras with some Reiki and some acupuncture. This is the time to get everything in your life back in alignment. So you kind of get the idea. So by doing these things, we're sending a message to the universe and to ourselves that we're committed to our intention to regain balance. And finally, let's appreciate that the universe is giving us this time to get centered before continuing on, because we really need a break. It has been intense on so many levels. So we kind of are getting like a 10-day, two-week break right now to just chill the F out. So the other thing that's happening is that where Mars, Jupiter, and Venus are in the chart is perfect for love. This is a magical love time, no matter if you're single or if you're attached. So this is like soulmate connection time, and love occurs more easily right now. So we're also gonna feel bolder and maybe want to go for it right now, ask people out, join online dating. And our sex drive may be in overdrive too, which, yay, good for that. We love sex. So there's nothing you need to do for this love. Just relax and be open to it. And know that it's in the air and pay attention to the people you run into. When it's soulmate season, you may literally run into somebody. So you might be walking around a corner, you have coffee, you guys bounce into each other. And so if you're meant to meet right now, it's gonna happen. Even if you're staying home and to keep yourself cool, it's gonna happen. So last year I had a client that was ready for love, but it was during COVID, and you know, the opportunities for meeting somebody randomly kind of dried up, or so we thought. So her air conditioning went out last summer, and lo and behold, the AC repairman came and she fell in love. So if it's gonna happen, it will happen, especially right now. And if you're in a relationship, this time could bring back the flame. It could spice stuff up again. Oh my God, does this all sound so good? So we relax. We're taking a break for the next couple weeks. We are gonna have some love in the air. We get our balance back. And you know, we're recentering. And for most of us, that just means to take it easy, to enjoy summer, to take some time to just be the new you, to get familiar with the new you. So just keep cool and enjoy the break. Take the break. Don't force yourself to do anything that you don't want to do this next 2 weeks, 10 days to 2 weeks. Take the break. We need it. We need to balance, to be at our best as we continue on through this year. And pay attention to who you meet and maybe your soulmate. So as always, thank you for listening. My summer sale ends on Wednesday. Right now, all appointments are 30% off, and this is the last sale I'll have until September when I do my annual 50% off sale. So I would say that it's perfect timing if you want to balance your energy. So have a fabulous week. Enjoy it. Enjoy the downtime. Enjoy the watermelon and the ice cream and the relaxing and the naps and the books and love in the air and good luck in the air and optimism in the air. We will take it. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next Sunday.